The title of this artwork is Loading Coal, Kangaroo Point. The artist is Isaac Walter Jenner. It is an oil painting on canvas. The artist made this work in 1889. The painting is a rectangle 33.5 centimetres high by 46.5 centimetres wide and in an ornate gold and red frame with a leaf design in each corner. The work features docked ships along a cliff face by day. Coal wharves were at Kangaroo Point in the 1880s. This painting indicates the changing face of the Kangaroo Point cliffs, which have a more gradual slope in the painting than they do today as the result of extensive quarrying. The quarry was at the cliffs between 1826 and 1976, and the stone extracted is known as Brisbane Tuff. The artist has painted the scene with a high level of realism and details in fine brush strokes. The perspective is at eye level, looking out to the river and up to the cliffs from left to right. The sunlight is shining down from the top corner on your left-hand side. The colours are natural and muted, with a sheen of oil paint. In the bottom corner of the painting on your left-hand side is the Brisbane River. The water is a light grey blue. Two ships with tall masts, white sails and black hulls are almost face on and positioned behind each other, just left of centre. The artist has painted the closest ship in great detail and the second lighter with softer details. Besides the second ship is a small black steamboat with smoke rising from its central chimney. There is a profile of a small sailboat behind it. In the bottom left-hand corner, there is a small white rowboat filled with a group of people. The ships are by a jetty. The jetty is in the centre lower third of the painting and angled towards the bottom corner on your right-hand side. It has a row of black wooden pylons and it juts out from the cliffs. The ships appear to be coming in and ripples in the water below them show movement. There is an exposed ridge along the jetty before the cliffs slope away gradually. The top of the cliffs extends the full width of the painting. They start halfway along the left side behind a tree. They then rise on a diagonal to the right-hand side, ending along the upper third of the painting. There are low brown and green shrubs on the cliffs from beside the ships onwards. In the bottom corner on your right-hand side is a flat area with felled trees. The ends of the largest logs are facing forwards. Behind them, a row of long, thin, horizontal logs lay along the ground. There are two modest wooden buildings on the side of the cliffs above each other. They are in the centre of the painting's edge on your right and facing the river. The light blue sky has large, fluffy white clouds on a diagonal, following the top of the cliffs. The artist has signed diagonally across the bottom left corner on the river with W. Jenner and the year 1889 in an angular script. The late Isaac Walter Jenner was born in Brighton, United Kingdom, in 1837 and died in 1902. Walter Jenner was an English artist who migrated to Brisbane in 1865. Prior to his migration, Walter Jenner worked on docks and joined the Royal Navy, where he served in the Crimean War. He was a self-taught artist and largely depicted landscape and marine/dock scenes. In Australia, he worked as an artist and taught at Miss O'Connor's School, Oxley, and at the Brisbane Technical College between 1887 and 1889. He helped found the Queensland Art Society and lived in Brisbane for the remainder of his life. His paintings are characterised by detail and accuracy rendered with his preferred medium of oil paint. The artwork is part of the Museum of Brisbane collection. To note, the medium of this artwork was described slightly incorrectly. It is an oil painting on canvas board.